Bad drinks. Not necessarily alcohol. In fact, makes up over 10% of the average American's calorie intake. That's soda. It's been shown that drinking too much soda is directly linked to gaining weight. It's possibly also linked to type 2 diabetes because of the amount of sugar. It contains high concentrations of sugar and starch, which encourage overeating. Just one 12-ounce can of Coke has got 143 calories in it, 40 grams of sugar. That's 8 teaspoons. Now, I don't drink soda, but I do drink coffee. And the coffee I drink is reasonably healthy, because I just drink coffee with just a little 1% milk in and no sugar. Works out about 17 calories a cup. On the other hand, if you go to Starbucks and you get one of their 2% white chocolate mochas, the venti size, that comes out at around 660 calories with over 20 grams of fat and a whopping 95 grams of sugar. That's more that's in the many three-course meals, if you're eating healthy. You need to watch those energy drinks as well, because if you're drinking something like Red Bull, that's got a huge amount of sugar in one of those small cans. And you're probably better off drinking water. I used to drink a lot of coffee in an office. And come around 1, 2 o'clock in the afternoon, and especially after lunch, I'd sit there and I'd feel tired. I'd feel really tired. I'd feel like I wanted to go to sleep. And I don't nap during the day. I'm not that sort of person. Well, somebody suggested drinking water, and I said, well, what's that going to do? It's not going to wake me up. But it did, because the coffee, of course, acts like a diuretic. It makes your kidneys produce more water, so you end up getting mildly dehydrated. And just that mild dehydration, it actually makes you tired. It makes you fall asleep. So, believe it or not, sometimes if you're sitting there kind of feeling a bit dozy, drink some water. You'll find, more often than not, it will help. Watch the smoothies. Some of those smoothies can have crazy amounts of calories in, depending on what's in them. And some of those cocktails, like pina coladas and things like that, you know, they can have a lot of calories in, and a lot of sugar and a lot of fat. And of course, watch the beer. And just the average light beer has got 120 calories or so in, and if you drink craft beers like I do, then you're looking at somewhere like 200 or 300 calories, anything up to 300 calories per 12-ounce bottle. And you sit and eat a 4-pack of those, and you've had 1,200 calories, which is enough for most people that are trying to lose weight. Would be a 1,200 to 1,400 calorie a day diet, and you've just had the whole thing in 4 bottles of beer. No wonder they talk about a beer belly. Well, I hope those tips helped. And just remember, don't get obsessed about it, but just try not to drink quite so much soda and those heavy coffees, and perhaps just have a couple of beers instead of a 6-pack. But whatever you do, enjoy it.